It's always a pleasure to speak to Leslie Malin, who is the Managing Director of the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company. They're presenting The Fantastics through May the 21st at their gorgeous theatre on South Calvert Street. Welcome back, Leslie. Lovely to see you as always.
Thank you, Judith. It's always a pleasure to be here.
So The Fantastics, how does that fit in with Shakespeare and your ethos with the company?
Well, The Fantastics is, of course, a very charming and very romantic musical that is beloved by generations of people. It's actually the longest running musical in history, but it also has a great deal of references to Shakespeare in it. There's a wonderful Shakespearean actor who gets many of his quotes mixed up. And of course, the central story is a kind of a Romeo and Juliet love story, except the fathers, rather than hating each other, are pretending to hate each other in order to bring their children together. And it's highly theatrical as well. There's a great awareness of the theatricality. So it's very lovely.
I love this time of year when organizations start to announce their new seasons, and I'm very excited by yours. The thing that popped out just from a purely personal point of view was The Winter's Tale. It's such a complicated play and so rarely done. I was really excited to see that in your lineup.
It's a very complicated play and a very beautiful play, and it's also one of my favorites, and it's certainly probably one of the only really important major plays that we haven't tackled so far. So we're particularly excited about that. And we're also especially excited about it because Isabel Anderson, our distinguished artist in residence, who is also a teacher at the Academy of Classical Acting and has taught internationally, is going to be directing this play for us. And she's going to be doing a six-month training with the actors that she chooses in her various specialties, including mask work and text work and voice work. So we're very excited about starting that project.
And that is really the privilege of having the kind of company that you have, isn't it? That you can have the luxury of a six-month training period like this. I mean, that is a rarity, really, in this day and age.
It really is. And to have someone like Isabel who wants to do this just because she loves us and she wants us to be better is also a luxury. And then to have people who've worked with her before, and so they really trust her and know that she wants to get the very best out of us.
Just do a quick rundown of the rest of the season, please.
Wonderful. So we are starting out with Julius Caesar, which I like to describe as a political thriller. It's just such a wonderful play. We tend to think of it as a little bit stuffy, but it's very, very exciting. And so we're starting out the season with that. We will then be doing our annual production of A Christmas Carol. We will then be doing the regional premiere of a play called Red Velvet about the 19th century African-American Shakespearean superstar Ira Aldridge. It's an extraordinary story, and it's about his first setting foot on the stage in London and the consternation that that caused. And we'll be doing that in partnership with the Walters Art Museum because they've got a portrait of Ira Aldridge and they've just purchased a bust of Ira Aldridge as well. And then The Winter's Tale, and then we'll be doing a wonderful adaptation of Alice in Wonderland. And then we'll be going back outside for A Midsummer Night's Dream, which is where it kind of belongs. It's so special and lovely in our summer home in Ellicott City.
Gorgeous season coming up. Before that happens, The Fantastics, which will be on at the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company Theatre on South Calvert Street through May the 20th. More information is on their website, chesapeakeshakespeare.com. It's always a pleasure to speak to their managing director, Leslie Malin. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Judith. Happy spring.